Hey everyone, Emily Abadi here. You are listening to 5 Minute Friday from Hurdle. I'm feeling really excited right now because this morning I woke up in Brooklyn and I rode a city bike over to McCarran Park, which is a park in Williamsburg, and I did a mile time trial. And I did this time trial because I wanted to get a baseline of what my mile time is right now, where I am in this phase, to design a training plan around for a 10K that I'm running in June. It's the mini 10K that New York Roadrunners puts on. And I ran the mile and it felt hard, but it felt good. And I did it in 6:52. And I felt so stoked and excited about that. And I was doing my little cool down after the mile that I ran. And I had this moment of great appreciation because I realized that for the first time in a long time, I'm like, no BS, I was so proud of Emily as I am in this moment. And I wasn't comparing that 6:52 to the Emily of the olden days. Like, my mile personal best time is, I think it's 5:56. It's sub six. And that is something that I did in 2020. It's 3.5 years later now, and my mile is nowhere near that time. And I am not phased. I'm not phased at all, because how can I expect myself to do something right now that I haven't been preparing for? It's not like you wake up one day and you have your dream job, right? You work toward this point. You work toward a point where you achieve a certain amount of status and have a certain amount of accolades and accrue a certain amount of accomplishments to get to that pivotal moment. And the same goes for running. I have had moments within running where I have been faster, and other moments that I've felt really accomplished, like today, that really actually didn't have anything to do with speed. Today was about a feeling. And so maybe I'm rambling, but I think that so often, you know, I'm telling myself, don't compare yourself, don't compare yourself, don't compare myself. And I didn't. And I'm not. And I'm still so stoked that I showed up and I did this hard thing. And now I can meet myself with where I'm at and figure out what works right for Emily as I am in this phase of my journey. And it feels really nice. And so I'm sharing this story with you today because it happens a lot, right? It happens a lot that we compare ourselves to past versions of ourselves. But how cool is it right now that I have my past self as an inspiration, really? I'm looking to my past accomplishments as motivation to work hard, to pick up the pace, to try something that I haven't done in a long time, and meeting myself with grace and having compassion for where I'm at right now. And that, it's not something that happens overnight, getting to this place of compassion. And I'm so proud. I'm so, so proud that this is where I'm living in this moment. Why do we rid ourselves of the joy of our accomplishments just because they look different now than they once did? There's so much more out there, right? There's so much to be happy about. And instead of robbing yourself of joy and putting extra unnecessary hurdles within your journey, I encourage you to embrace what is. My listener prompt for you this week: what is one thing you're looking forward to over the next 3 months? What's one thing you're looking forward to over the next 3 months? I mentioned I have a 10K, so I'm curious. And also, answer this on social. Tag me. I want to talk. Now, a listener question.
Hi, Emily. My name is Megan. And my question for you is, what is your best advice for a recent college graduate who's still trying to find their place in the real world?
You have so much runway ahead of you. I think that when I graduated college, I was so concerned about feeling as though I needed to have it all figured out. And it's kind of crazy in retrospect that at 18, you go into this institute of higher education, higher learning, and they want you to choose a major and choose your path. Like, at 18, I had an inkling of what I wanted to do, but it is so understandable if you are unsure, because there's so much learning that happens between 18 and 22 during college. And then beyond that, I learn every single day, and I'm in my mid-30s, and I plan on continuing that act of learning for the rest of my days. And so right now I would tell you, A, don't put so much pressure on yourself to have it all figured out. You will not, and that's okay. And B, talk to as many individuals as you can to keep learning, whether or not they are in your field. When I left Self Magazine after the magazine folded and I was freelance writing, I made a point of talking to as many people as I could in a myriad of different industries just to learn more about what it meant to be a banker or someone that worked in sport marketing or someone that is an architect. I wanted to learn about all different aspects of so many different careers. And that was not only such a fun time, but gave me so much insight into the world of opportunity that is out there. Again, it's okay if you don't have it all figured out. Nobody does. Do you trust your gut and know that there's a lot of runway ahead of you? Make sure you're following along on Instagram at Hurdle Podcast, at Emily Abadi. Listener questions, I want them. I want them from you. Hit me up. The link to do that is in the show notes. Another hurdle conquered. Catch you guys next time.